right. So this is Jan Goodman. I am the a member of the personnel committee of the Pacifica National Board, and I am from KPFK, and I am going to take. And this is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is April 23rd, 2019. It is 5:34 p.m. I am going to take roll. Maskila Washington from Washington, D.C., WBAI.
WPFW.
I'm sorry, WPFW. I apologize.
Okay, present.
Alex Steinberg from WBAI from New York. Are you here?
Are we doing a roll call again? What's going on?
We're doing a roll call again because we just went on the stream.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs from Berkeley, KPFA.
I'm here.
Dwayne Lark from Houston, KPFT.
Present.
And I'm Jan Goodman again from Los Angeles, KPFK. So we are all here.
Maxie Jackson joins you as well.
Oh, okay. And Maxie Jackson is here also. So our agenda today, we have 2 points on our agenda. We are going to be working on the protocol for evaluating the protocol and the survey for evaluating the executive director, and we are also going to hopefully begin the search for the CFO. And actually, at this point, I think what I would like to do is to talk about the approach that we want to take to look for a CFO, and then go back to the evaluation protocol that we're going to follow on the executive director evaluation.
Maxie to the stack.
Pardon?
Maxie to the stack.
Maxie to the stack. Okay. Thank you, Maxie. So the first thing that we have to decide is whether or not we are going to hire somebody to do this search for us, or if we're going to attempt to do the search for the CFO in-house. I think I will call on Maxie. I'm personally am kind of torn on the subject. The cost of doing the search is going to be, you know, I inquired of Nita of how much it was going to cost. Maxie, do you remember that number off the top of your head by any chance?
I don't. I'll search through my emails. Perhaps I can find it. I think that's
okay.
Really what she said.
I believe it was at least $10,000. But
yeah, I think it was in that range. Yeah,
it seemed like it was in that. It seemed like it was $10,000 to $14,000, but that is not, you know, that's kind of the range anyway, and minimally. I also looked at some of my old emails, and one of the recommendations that I got from before when we were doing the when the earlier CFO search was being done was the recommendation of putting an ad in the ideal list. I think it's called the ideal list. And the person who was a personnel person said this is where, like, the high-end nonprofit job seekers and employers often meet up, so to speak. And so just one thought would be to at least put, you know, some ads, you know, an ad there and an ad in the various other publications that we could do ourselves. We have, I believe, a job description and in publications that are more likely to are most likely to be seen by diverse applicants and go from there. And we have to also consider even the location of where this job is going to be located, because it's not clear to me where national office staff are going to be housed. It could be in Berkeley, it could be in Los Angeles, it could be, I think it ought to be in one of the stations, but I think that might be something that we have to ask our the PNB as to where this is going to be located. Maxie, I'd like to go ahead and call on you because I'm sure you've been thinking about these questions.
Yes, thank you. A couple things. What I'm going to say might be, it may come across as contradictory, but that's okay. The first thing is the quote for NETA or NETA to do the search is 10 to 16,000 plus expenses. So that's the formal cost that they gave a quote on. And if there's a need for further clarity on exactly what that pays for, I'll see if I can find that, but I'll have to continue to look for it. The second thing is that while I was in Berkeley last week with Anita and the NETA crew, one of the questions or conversations we had was, does it really make sense, or is it urgent for Pacifica to have a CFO at this time? And Anita said that she didn't think it was, because the checks and balances for our financial management and accounting exist within NETA's structure to begin with. And so her thinking was that it wasn't a priority hire. Of course, that's not for her to determine, but it was just a recommendation that didn't seem to be a high priority hire at this stage of the game in her mind, because a lot of what a CFO would do, we get through NETA at this time. So I just wanted to put that out there for consideration. So you not only have a price if NETA or NETA was to do the search for us, if that's an option you want to choose, but also, and you can always ask Anita to substantiate that statement, but a statement from her nonetheless saying that she didn't necessarily think CFO would be a necessary hire at this time for the organization. I just want to put that out there for you to marinate on.
Okay, well, I'm not anxious personally to just hire somebody that we don't need. There was a discussion about, you know, the bylaws requiring it, and I can't remember if there was something about state law saying that we needed to have it. Does anybody recall that conversation, that those discussions about needing a CFO and why we need it?
I'm sure to look it up right now. California Corporation Code.
And I'm wondering if, in lieu of what services we're paying NETA to do, would that suffice? Just another way to look at it.
Does anybody else have any comments?
Yeah,
I do have something else to add, but I'll wait.
Okay, Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we absolutely need a CFO.
Now, originally, Netta was supposed to provide a CFO, which they did for a brief period, but I believe he's gone or has retired or something, and I don't think we can do with it. We can do with okay, whatever. I don't think we can do without a CFO. So I mean, I don't even think that should be an issue. Whether we do the search ourselves or hire a search firm is another question. It sounds like maybe it would make more sense to do the search ourselves. I've gone through this once before on a previous personnel committee, and I could tell you all the different places you advertise, but that was years ago. I think these days most advertisements take place online through social media like LinkedIn. So, but you could still do some of that old-fashioned type of advertising. And by old-fashioned, I mean there's one or two printed publications we could do, but mostly it'll be online at online websites and things like that anyway. So that's my contribution to that discussion.
Okay. Thank you. Can I speak, Jan?
Uh-huh, Moskva, go ahead.
Okay. First, I'd like to ask, how did we get the former CFO, Agarwal? How did we get him? Does anybody remember?
I wasn't on the board at the time, so I couldn't tell you for sure, but I know the one before Agarwal was someone who came in fourth or something on the top in the ratings of the personnel committee. And we went through the top three, and they all declined, or I forget the details. And he was like the next pick down the line, so he got the job. Sam got the job, I'm not sure. Do you know, Jen?
Can I finish? Yes. What I wanted to know, Alex, was did we go through an agency to pick the CFO previously, or did we search ourselves? And I say
that... We searched ourselves.
And how long did that CFO last?
Well, the one before Sam, Agarwal, I don't know. I can only tell you how long the one I was involved with lasted, and that was about 3 years or something.
And Agarwal did not know Great Plains. How was he selected for the job? Was that via papers, Indeed, or whatever else, or was that through a hiring firm?
Muscula, I believe that it was the committee doing the search, because I believe that using a search firm for the executive director.
May I make a point of order, by the way?
Yes.
We probably should not be using people's proper names in this discussion.
I think you're correct.
It is an open session, don't forget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody knows. I mean, anybody who's listening to this, they know. But anyway, I understand. Okay. The reason I ask is... that we really have to change the way our practice. We have to change our practices, and I say that because people have, like Sam. Well, I'm sorry, the former CFO did not have any idea of Great Plains, which is what we use. And so, if he was not the person that, if he was number three or four or five, we should have done the search all over again. You know what I mean? Until we got the person we should have done. And I guess when you farm out this kind of important job to someone else to help, then there are biases and friendships and other things that do not develop in the search. Do I have to be more plain in saying that? Do I have to be more clear in saying that? Does everybody understand? Okay. What I'm saying is that sometimes when Pacifica or groups like Pacifica take on a search and they find three or four or five people and they narrow it down to one, then sometimes relationships develop that are not necessarily good for the organization. And I say that to say that the last CFO that we had was not necessarily good for this organization. And there were some relationships, it appears to me anyway, that developed over the time that CFO was associated with the organization. He developed relationships with certain people in the organization that really kept him from doing the real work of the organization. Like, our last CFO was focused on bankruptcy and spent a lot of time on bankruptcy because the interim director at that time felt that bankruptcy was the way the Pacifica needed to go. And so he influenced the CFO to do work on bankruptcy, which is not really what we needed at the time. So audits didn't get done or completed because of this relationship between the interim executive director and the CFO. We don't need to have that happen again. And I pretty much agree that if Netta can do the work, that job for us in some ways, maybe we can put off spending that money that would be required to pay a CFO to do the search right now, to pay the CFO. Because, you know, Strategic Planning Committee, I'm sorry to be long-winded on this, but I don't usually speak like this. But the money required to pay all of this stuff, where is it going to come from? A strategic planning has not come up with a plan yet. And I thought that was their main task, to come up with a plan, a financial plan, to save Pacifica. And I have not seen or heard of it. And so we're continuing to spend money on this and that and the other. And where is it coming from? I mean, how do we pay all of this? What's the plan?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, who was on the stack? And then I want to put myself on the stack.
Maxie on the stack.
Maxie, go ahead.
Yeah, in a previous conversation with NETA, and this is regardless of whether we proceed with the hiring or not, what they suggested is that we needed to hire a full-time high quality CFO because of the complexity of our organization and the nuance of dealing with the five stations, the seven units, if you will, and then some. They said that we should be looking for a CFO in the price range of, I think, close to $150,000 a year. And so I just want to put that in the mix as people consider this moving forward, that this is not a small hire. This is an extremely significant hire, and I think we should treat it as such, and hire a firm that specializes in searching for people of this caliber, so that we get the right person. And I'm not adding all the historical stuff to it. I just think that when you look at best practices industry wide, when people do searches for a CFO, most organizations of clout hire a firm with expertise to do that, and I would just strongly recommend that.
Okay, I'm going to call on myself. I basically agree with virtually everything that Moskula said, but I do want to say this. I believe, actually, that just from a factual basis, that the interim executive director was influenced by the CFO, who was focused on bankruptcy and not the reverse. But in the general overall picture, I think, especially when you consider that if Nita, if this is something that Nita does, you know, on a regular basis, and they have some kind of track record and maybe warranty or something, I think that it seems like kind of a good deal. I'm just saying, if it, even though we're talking $10,000 to $16,000, you know, plus expenses, which, you know, presumably would be in the neighborhood of another couple thousand dollars, compared to, I think, most hunters, you know, require like half a year or who knows what of the salary. That seems like a reasonable price. How do other people feel about, you know, I'd like to actually, since there's so few of us, hear how other people feel about having NIDA or some other organization do the basic search and then come up with, say, you know, three people.
Alex, I'm back.
Alex?
Okay. Well, I'm not opposed to an outside search firm doing this. I was more or less explaining what the process has been when it was done internally in the past. And just to respond to Moskva's comment about relationships being formed, well, I'm not quite sure what that has to do with how the person was hired. The relationships that may be not conducive to the organization can be formed regardless of whether the person was hired through an outside search firm or was hired through an internal search. So I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I just don't know what the connection would be there. Well, I mean, I'd like to hear more about why NEDA would be the best place to go for. If we're looking for an outside search firm, why is NEDA the best place to go? I mean, there are other search firms, for instance. We could, for instance, contact. We should at least get some bids if we're gonna go to an outside search firm. We could at least try three or four different search firms and see what they have to offer.
Certainly makes sense. Sabrina, what do you think?
Where's the money coming from to do any of this?
Okay. Well, that's, you know, that's a good question. Assuming that we're going to end up paying $100,000 to $150,000, where's that money coming from, of course, is the big question. Wherever that money is coming from is where the money for the search is going to come from, I would presume.
Well, we need to figure out if, as per the California Corporation Code for nonprofits, if we are even required to have a CFO, and if that's something that we can save money on by not hiring a CFO and have NEDA already do it, we're already paying them, then we should go that route. And if they can fulfill those duties, then we should go that route. But I'm looking to try to find where or if it's a requirement through California Corporation Code right now. So if they can come up with an answer sooner than me, that'd be great.
Okay. So, Dwayne.
I'm here.
Okay. What do you think? First, I mean, the major question that I'm trying to elicit is, should we try to do this in-house or should we, you know, get a search firm to do it? What is your...
Well, I think two proposals have been made, and I think that's very reasonable. First of which, we should elicit a determination of whether it's required. I think the second thing we ought to consider is we're already on the limb to spend an enormous amount of money again for an election. So I really don't think it's essential to have a search firm. I think we can do it in-house. And I think those are the two things we ought to consider. Is it absolutely necessary? And if not, don't spend the money. But if it is necessary, I don't believe we have to go to a search firm.
Okay. All right. So I think that this is really a question that we need to take to the national board. I think it's really if we could make our recommendation, we could share our thoughts, but I think it really at bottom is a question for the board. And
Alex, on the stack.
Okay, Alex, yeah.
It is a big deal, no question about it. Pardon me for the background noise here. I can't quite get away from it. But if we're going to do this, I would like to hear from NEDA exactly what they could offer that could cover the functions that would ordinarily be done by a CFO. If they think that, as Maxie was saying, that we don't at this time need a CFO, I would like to get some details on that before I make up my mind.
Okay.
Maxie, just back.
Maxie, go ahead.
Yeah, I can certainly arrange for Anita to either present during the next PMB or personnel committee conference call, or I can ask her to submit something in writing with respect to CFO functionality and why she made the statement that she made. I want to clarify, though. She didn't say that they would do like they did in the past with us, where they assign someone from NEPA to serve as sort of an interim CFO. What she was articulating to me is two things. Number one, she didn't think it was a priority hire for us at this time. And secondly, that because of the checks and balances that exist with their accounting and financial management process on our behalf, she didn't feel like it was a need for us at this stage of the game. But again, I can have her present or compose something that speaks specifically to those issues. However you want me to proceed,
I think it would be good if we could actually have a discussion with NEDA, if that's doable. And maybe that should be scheduled not for this committee, but for the full board.
Dan, if you'd like, you could reach out to Anita directly and ask her to participate in the PNB meeting during the period where this committee would do its presentation. It's your call. I'm just offering a suggestion.
Okay. All right. Why don't I... I think maybe I should ask her a couple of questions or tell her these are the questions that we need discussed, and then so that she can be as focused as possible, so not to waste her time or the PNB's time. The question is, the question that I have in my mind is, or the thoughts that I'm thinking about is, sometimes, if somebody's talking to the whole PNB, it just can be not accomplish a lot. On the other hand, if she talks to us and we get the good answers, sometimes the PMV wants to talk to her again anyway. So those are the two things that I'm weighing in my mind. What do you think about that? I mean, I kind of feel like we could get concrete answers and then we could present that to the national board and we could get the answers in a much more streamlined way with her.
Muscula to the stack, please.
Muscula, yes.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we should do the questioning and take that information to the board. And so that, you know, our work should not be minimized in any way, shape, or form. And so I think that we should do the questioning, be as prepared as possible, and do the questioning and take that information to the board as detailed as we can get it.
So what we would be asking is, what would NIDA do in their search is one thing. What would they provide? What else do we want to know from? Would we want to know from NIDA? What a CFO would do in addition to whatever NIDA is doing?
Back to the stat.
Okay. Doing why skills that we don't require at a CFO at the moment.
Can I speak to that? I'll go after Maxie, of course.
Okay, Maxie, and then.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to let Alex go first, I was just going to give you a line of questioning to consider. But Alex, if you want to insert, go ahead.
Go ahead, Alex.
Well, the simple answer is we need a CFO because a CFO is a person that's entrusted with leading the organization and its financial dimension. And really, the CFO is the point person for developing a financial recovery plan. The strategic planning committee our efforts to do a recovery plan without a CFO it's let's put it this way, it's 1,000 times more difficult without a CFO than if we had a CFO. And in any case, we have not had financial information to work with, although we've worked on other aspects of a strategic plan, but that, you know, the actual plan of how we're going to raise our revenue and how we're going to pay our debts and the nuts and bolts of all that, we can't get too much into that without financial reports, which we haven't had for over a year. Hopefully, that would be what one thing a CFO could be doing would be, you know, driving the requirement to get those financial reports. I am optimistic that we will shortly be seeing something from the work NIDA is doing.
Maxie.
Yeah. Alex, I think in some respects you answered the question regarding why NIDA said what they said. I think to some degree, other than providing direction and perspective, which the way we're structured comes from the board anyway, a lot of the responsibilities of a CFO in terms of managing the financial process, financial management and accounting process, is what Netta does. And I think that's what's inherent in her reasoning why she didn't think this was a priority hire for us. In fact, what we talked about as a real priority is a development director on a national level, someone who can, once we become, once we get our audits in good standing, who can go after foundation support, major donor support, to really look at funding opportunities for the organization in a way that a development director does, very differently than obviously a CFO. So, but let me give the line of questioning that I think we need to share with Anita. I think the first question is, why did she make the statement that she didn't feel that a CFO was a priority hire for Pacifica at this time? Number two, if we decide that a CFO is not a priority hire, what is it about NETA's checks and balances and current services that make her feel that NETA is satisfactory in that role, if you will? Third, if we decide...
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm actually trying to write this down, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. My
That's
fault.
Okay.
So you want me to repeat anything?
No. Let me just finish writing down... What about
checks
and balances that makes her feel that
NETA suffices?
NETA
would suffice in the role.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, the third one is if we decide to go with the CFO hire, what's the timeline if we were to secure them to do the search? Okay, go ahead.
Weird. Right.
So what's the timeline, cost, and process for NETA to perform a search on our behalf?
What would be the timeline?
Cost.
Oh, cost and
process.
Okay. And what warranties are there?
What?
Warranties, like the Livingston said, okay, we have, you know, if this doesn't work out, we'll get you somebody else within blah, blah,
oh,
blah, blah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's all I have. And if I might add, just for people's consideration, the NETA contract is a 2-year contract. It started in January of this year. So if we came to the conclusion that NETA and the current agreement would suffice, it does give us a 2-year window or a year and a half window to begin a process towards the end of it to actually get a CFO. So I'm not recommending anything. I'm just giving you an understanding of the potential timeline based on the contract with NETA.
Okay. Is there anything else that people think we should be... asking Anita, any other line of questioning? Oh, I think where would they advertise?
I think that's inherent in process, but if you need to articulate, that's fine.
And will that satisfy EEO requirements? Okay. Are there any other questions that people can think of that we should be wanting to ask? Okay, good. So why don't we see if we can, I will ask Nita if she can be on the next our next call next week. Anita. Let me just ask people, do you think that we could just write this and have her answer it, and would that be enough, have her answer it in writing, or do we want her to present in person?
Well, if she's available, it would be better in person, but if
okay.
It can't be worked out, we certainly could use something in writing.
Okay, sounds good. All righty. Okay, so I think that this is, and I guess we need to put on the agenda of the National Board whether or not we should continue the CFO search or begin. Else on this topic that we should be covering? Okay. So now our second point on the agenda is creating the process as to whether or not the process of, and the protocol and the details of our executive director evaluation. And we have, I have sent out a couple of survey evaluation forms, and Muscula sent one actually from the same author as one that I, and then I sent out some additional you know, those other ones were all general executive director evaluation processes and surveys, but not specific to Pacifica. And then I had asked Anita send a template, but she had somebody write a couple of paragraphs, which are basically overlap the other information that both Muscula and I have sent to everyone. So the question has been asked as to whether or not by at least one of our members as to whether or not it's appropriate to have the executive director involved in the creation of the process and so forth. So I just want to preliminarily bring that up for discussion. Does anybody have a position or a thought one way or the other on this subject?
Alex?
Alex, yes.
I think the executive director should be free to make suggestions, but he should not be involved in any formal way in the actual creation of the whatever the forms are that we're going to use.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah, this is Maskila. I think that he should make suggestions. And based on his experience of 20 years and what he has seen over those years with evaluations, I don't see why not. Like I said, I said this from the beginning. I believe in being inclusive and not keeping secrets. And let's be as open with the process as we possibly can. Thank you.
Both you and Alice agree that he should make suggestions. And I think that most of this process will, since it's not the evaluation, it's the process. It's the form. At some point we might need to go into executive session, but at this point, it's a public anyway. Anybody else have any thoughts on the subject?
Maxie to the stack, but I wait if others want to contribute.
Okay, Rena.
No.
Wayne. I've heard people little clicks, little dings off and on. I just want to check to make sure everybody's still on the line. Dwayne, are you still here with us? Dwayne, I can't hear you. Hello, Dwayne.
I think Dwayne dropped off.
Self off mute if you're on mute. Maybe we have lost. And Sabrina, are you here still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on this subject?
Yeah, I definitely should be a part of making suggestions. The process of creating the survey, yeah.
Okay.
But that's it.
Okay. So when you say that's it, you mean make suggestions and then we'll continue on in terms of actually doing it ourselves? Is that?
That is correct.
All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wayne, are you there? Are you on mute? All right. So, Maxie, you've been asked to make suggestions and whatever comments, participation, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's fine. I don't disagree that there should be a separation between the evaluation and the person being evaluated. That's, I think, a universal truth, if you will. My argument in terms of being a part of the process is that I really think this goes beyond me as the executive director. This should be a conversation of how we apply reviews to our entire executive staffing at the station, at the national office, at archives, at affiliates. And I say that to say that with all the companies I've worked in public media, and I've been, you know, and even in community media, I've been, you know, with at least five or six, there's always been a strategic plan. And from that strategic plan were articulated objective.
Are we having anything to eat?
goals and objectives that are vital for not only the operation of the organization, because it gives the North Star, if you will, but it allows for a measurable understanding of whether goals and objectives have been achieved. And so I, to me, beyond, you know, the question of surveys and all that, is do we have a strategic plan? Do we have operational objectives? Have we articulated specific goals for the year? And are we holding staff accountable to that? Leading, obviously, with the executive director, but recognizing that all support staff underneath the executive director should also have goals that speak to how they support that larger overall strategic plan. So what I'm encouraging the foundation to do is get beyond the thought of reviewing Maxi and the existing executive director and ask a more fundamental question, and that is the organization structured with a strategic plan that can inform operational objectives and goals that we can use to critique, evaluate, judge the performance of all staff in Pacifica? And so that's the, I think, the bigger question that I would want to pose, because I think we need to look, think of this as a universal approach beyond, obviously, the ED at present.
I think that's practically speaks for itself in terms of, I mean, it's like a premise that, you know, we're trying to come up with those the strategic plan, goals, et cetera. I think we have general goals, obviously, but I think measurable and goals are a good thing. Maybe not the answer to all things, but certainly helpful at every level. Okay. Yes, Maxila.
I agree with what Maxi said. The things that I read indicated that there should be a strategic plan. The organization should have one, and from that comes the evaluation of the executive director and other staff people. I did read that, and I know that this is something that is lacking with Pacifica, and I hope that we can get that in order, you know, at least start working on it this year, a strategic plan. We really do need one bad. Thank you.
Yes. Anybody else want to speak to this? Because I have a comment on it. And that is that, yes, we should have a strategic plan. Obviously, we're working to get that. Obviously, Maxi is involved in trying to, you know, to do that. But we don't have that at the moment. So we're going to have to base our evaluation on what we do have, which is the contract, which kind of lays the executive director contract, the job announcement, the job description. All of those things are what we do have, and those are what we're going to have to work with at this point, because that's what we have. So we have to deal with that, and may not be as good as having measurable objectives, because we have instead of should raise $15 million this year, we have increased revenue. And we can't, and at that, you know, one of our issues is at this point, we don't even know if we have increased revenue because we don't have any financial statements. And that, you know, so that's, you know, we have many, many issues, but we're gonna struggle along with them. With what we
Maxi,
do have.
To the staff.
Maxi, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the danger in not having measurables is you subject any staff member to personal perspective. And what we do know about Pacifica historically is that politics, factionalism have often driven decisions, not always to the betterment of the organization as a whole. And again, take me out of the equation here. You really do not want an evaluation based primarily or even exclusively on subjective criteria. It's not only not fair to the person being evaluated, but it actually does the organization an injustice. Because you're not using any clear measurables. Another thing that should be considered specific to me is that in the agreement that I signed, it specifically spoke to the personnel committee establishing objectives in the first 6 months. That was not done, and still to this date has not been done. So the question would be, what objectives is the executive director being measured against if they've never been provided? So it's just something to think about. And again, a reason why I think you don't go with what you have. You don't go with what all we have at this moment. You ask a more fundamental question, and that is, what is the just and proper way to proceed in an evaluation that truly is consistent with our values and, more importantly, is replicable across the network? You do not want to create a precedent or a standard that is below industry or something that would be fair and equitable. And so I'll leave it at that. And obviously there's a personal commentary in that, but I just think it's important that as we look forward, we don't set ourselves up for either a rush to judgment or a political faction-induced decision process, and instead avail ourselves to something more structured, objective, measurable, and something that the board can be held accountable for because they did, quote-unquote, the right thing. And that, again, speaks beyond the current situation.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, so I think at this point, I think it's appropriate that we probably thank Maxie for his input and his suggestions, and we should tackle how we're going to go about doing this. And this is going to be themed, so Maxie, you can listen to it, but I think we need to hammer out what we're going to do, how exactly we're going to do it among the committee. So thank you very much for your participation point, and I think that it's appropriate that if you want to listen to the rest of the meeting, it's being streamed, and I think the way you get to the stream, do you know how to get to the stream, Maxie?
I really don't. I would imagine it's KPFTX.
I believe that the way you do it is you go to KPFTX, and then you go to the meeting, and then sometimes you have to go to the big calendar. There's like one calendar, and then it should be actually just down. Meetings. There should be something that you click on that says play.
Okay, I'll work it out. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So now we're back to our analysis of how we're going to proceed in doing this. I think that, you know, Maxie made some good points, but I think if we were to wait until we had a strategic plan and gave measurable objectives, we would not be able to do this evaluation at all, and that is what, you know, we're called to do. So I do think we have to use, you know, those things that we have, and I don't think it's just like he said, she said, et cetera. I think that there are concrete things that we can, you know, that are objective, you know, within these forms.
Yeah, muscula to the stack, please.
Yes, muscula.
Last time tonight. I agree with you that we cannot wait for the strategic plan, you know, to do this. I understand that very well. But it is something that other organizations do all over the country. And, again, you know, we're a multi-million dollar nonprofit, and we really need to think toward that, doing that as well.
Absolutely. And we need to come up, I think, yeah, that what we should be coming up with by the, you know, maybe as we're doing this, maybe as we're doing this evaluation, maybe after we do the evaluation, but for sure after we do the evaluation, we do need to come up with some, you know, measurables, as it's called in the industry, some things that you can actually measure. Did the executive director raise $50 million or $2 or whatever it is that we, you know, that we set as objectives? We need to have those things. Did this happen? Did that happen? Did the other happen? But I don't think we're not like without. We need to start where we are, and I think we would all agree that we need to, you know, act like the multi-million dollar organization that we are, and put some of those things together. So, we all agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Yes.
So, I am looking at these, I think we should go back to the two different things here. So one is the compass point. Evaluation form, the called Board Cafe Annual Evaluation of the Executive Director, that I sent to everyone. And I'm now trying to compare it to, and that was written by Dan Masaoka. And I'm going to leave it to everybody to read the preliminary things about, you know, how to go about this. And I'm looking at the executive director evaluation survey form that I am going to call. Why don't we call these? One is the compass point one, and the other is the blue avocado one. So they're both written by the same person, so I'm sure they have a lot in common. And see if how closely they overlap, or which. My suggestion is that we pick one of these as to be the basic document that we're going to work from, and then insert other things into that one, so that, you know, we're all kind of starting with the same thing. Blue avocado one starts out with the subhead of overall organizational performance. And I am looking at And the compass point one starts out with program development and delivery. And the one thing that I notice first off, since we've been talking about strategy and its importance, is that looked over the blue avocado one. So the main difference that I see in the two is, it looks to me like the compass point is a little more detailed. It has more subheadings. And I think that's one detail. The second thing that I see right off the bat is that the compass point one has agency-wide program development and delivery, and the first thing that it says is ensures that the agency has a long-range strategy which achieves its mission and towards which it makes consistent and timely progress. So obviously, you know, in 6 months, it's not really relevant exactly. But what does impress me is it does talk about strategy, which we all are agreeing to be, you know, is an important thing that we need to be looking at. And I honestly, in looking at the blue avocado one, do not see the word strategy. And I think that And along with the fact that the compass point is more detailed, it makes me lean towards using the compass point one as our basic document. And I'm wondering how people feel about that. I mean, they're written obviously by the same person. They're not going to be contradictory to themselves.
Well, as long as we can kind of, you know, mesh them, you know, where we think is important, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, good. So why don't we start out with then, does everybody have what I'm calling the compass point one? And you know what? Maybe I will send it out again, and I will send it out with the words compass point in the file name, just as, because give us be able to find it. So
is this something we can work on during the coming week and bring it back and send it around and let people comment during the week, and by next week we should have something maybe a little closer to what we really want? Can we do that?
I think it's a good idea.
Can everybody deal with that, or at least those of us who are interested in making suggestions, if we can do that before the next Tuesday's meeting, right?
Yes, and I would encourage us to try to work together, like call each other up, email each other, and try to actually have this in some order. You know, have it like ready to roll by next week if we can. You know, it's not going to be complete because we're not going to have a whole meeting, obviously, between now and then. But to the extent that we can work on this together in between the weeks, so that we are not in the same place that we are today. Does that sound like a plan?
That's fine with me.
Okay. I have to say one thing that the one thing that I do like about the blue avocado one, and I was not so happy with the compass point one, is I started going through these trying to answer questions, and didn't like the fact that it basically only had three subheads. Like it has remarkable, satisfactory, unsatisfactory, or unknown. And, you know, I didn't like that it forced me to, you know, say, well, I thought it was above average, but it wasn't really remarkable. I wanted to be a little bit more precise. So this is one thing we could talk about right now.
Can't we transfer that tabulation, whatever you want to call it, to
that's what I was thinking is to make that kind of a decision of saying, you know, right now we could say, yeah, we really want like A, B, C, D, F, you know, which gives you a little bit more, you know, outstanding, very good, regular, not so good, bad. How do people feel about having a little bit more precision here, or, you know, less being forced less into just three boxes? Does anybody like the three box thought that you have to be, it has to be A, C, or F in the common school parlance? Does anybody like that? I mean, it makes it much harder to do it, because then you're like, you know, well, it makes it harder for me. How do other people feel about it?
I'm not quite understanding what you're talking about, Jan.
Okay. Okay, so I'm looking at the compass point one. Okay, the compass point one, it makes you pick between three. And I'm going to just use these terms for ease of reference. It makes you pick. What it has is remarkable, satisfactory, or unsatisfactory. For ease of reference, I'm going to call that A, C, or F. It makes you pick A, C, or F. And I don't like that. I much prefer A, B, C, D, and F. It's a lot easier for me to say, you know, I think this is a B. You know, like, it's much harder to say, you know, this person, you know, sometimes it's just hard to say he was average or excellent. You know, if you have an in-between, it makes it a lot easier to, you know, to make a decision.
Yeah, if I can interject here.
And I think we can very easily, you know, put whatever measurement scale we want to measure.
Yeah, well, why can't we use the outstanding, very good, fine, improvement needed, don't know? And then those people who really don't know will, you know, will say, don't know. I don't know what, because I don't know him, you know?
That's what I was suggesting, and I was wondering if anybody wanted, you know, like to only have, you know, outstanding, fine, or don't know.
Well, I don't know, but I don't see why we can't. And here's the reason I say that, if we could use that. The reason I say that is because this form that she, if she did it, Jan, it was done in 2011, whereas the old form was done in 2000. So maybe they learned some stuff based on all the years that happened in between.
Could be, and it might be. So let's just go with. Unless there's any objection, let's just go with, you know, five categories or six.
And if we want to take out one next week, then we take it out. You know, or
but let's just assume that we're going to go that way. Okay, that's one thing we can cover. I think there's another thing that we can cover before we leave. That is that we can attempt to figure out who we want, who we're proposing to send this to evaluate. And I think Maskila, I think I pretty much agree with Maskila, but I'd like to get that, I'd like to write it down as to who we want to send this to. So we want to send it to, for sure, current, no, not current, 2018 PNB members, Nita, and we can ask them who worked with him sufficiently to fill this out, with the ED sufficiently. And I think that we need to assure them of confidentiality. We need to assure, I think, everybody. So there's Nita, and then there's, I think, the GMs and the PDs and the general managers and the program directors. Who else? Oh, you said, who else did you say, Maskila?
I'm sorry, I can't remember. I got it before 30 this morning, okay?
Okay, and it's very late there.
Business managers.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Business managers.
Yes. I think archives and affiliates, upper management, whatever that means. Anything else? Anyone else? You know, some of these things talk about, you know, vendors, but I kind of feel like I don't want to go there. That this is a whole ball of wax that I don't even, you know, want to get into. I mean, just because it's difficult to figure out, you know, who those people might be and that kind of thing. Not that I have any, you know, I don't know anybody in the first place, but I'm just thinking. Okay, are there any other categories? So then we have to think about the 2019 directors. How are we going to say who actually interacted with the ED. I feel that that's maybe we'll just put that as, if we can figure out how to do that, we can, like, put that down the road. We'll kick that little can down the road a little bit, unless somebody has some great way of figuring it out. Okay. Anybody else? Anything else? Okay, so this is, I think this is a good, if anybody thinks of any other category that we should be putting in here, you know, the issue of volunteers, I don't think that there are many volunteers that would be, you know, have sufficient input. I'm sure there's some, but not many. Okay. Are there any other points that we want to take up before we finish this meeting?
I think we need to go over what we have. We got quite a bit to deal with. When's the next meeting? Is it another 2 weeks or another week?
Another week.
Another week? Okay. So we've got a lot to go over in between now and next Tuesday. So.
All right.
I think we should just chew on what we have. And if we've got any questions in the interim, we can email each other.
Okay,
and
great.
If necessary, have conversations amongst each other and then come back together and reconvene next Tuesday, 5 o'clock, and get this all done and taken care of.
Does anybody have anything else that they want to take up before we end this meeting today? Okay, so our next meeting is next Tuesday, 5 o'clock.
Sounds great. Looking forward to a reminder. Thank you so much, Jim.
All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Muscula. Thank you, Alex. Dwayne, I don't think you're on the line anymore. All right.
Thank you all. Good night.
All right,
appreciate
good night.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
You too.